Naui, come and tell us your story quickly. Remember the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When you hear a testimony, whatever your condition, you can receive the grace of that condition instantly. Instantly.
I was sore, now I'm not. Okay, I just shared with Finney this morning. I've been here since Wednesday from Joburg. If my accent is funny, it's because I'm from Joburg by the dam and not by the sea. But I told Finney that about 14 years ago, I fell off a stage. I'm a high school teacher, so you have to be a jack of all trades, master of everything. And I fell from a stage onto my back. And for the last 14 years, I've lived with chronic pain. It has been absolutely horrendous. I've lived on Schedule 5 painkillers. Basically every day of my life, I have injections for anti-inflammatories. My best friend is a chiropractor because when I go and see him, he clears his program for the day and he just works on me because every part of my body has been in absolute pain. And about 6-7 years ago, I was diagnosed with a chronic pain syndrome. And it has been, if you ask me, a scale of 1 out of 10 of pain, I will usually say 50, 55 out of 10 has been my pain level every single day for the last 6 years. I don't sleep at night. If I have an hour's sleep at night, it's actually a lot. I sleep in a back brace. I go to school and I sit at a desk and I teach. Fortunately, I'm a real cow. And so the kids don't misbehave. My grade 12 boys are very, very sweet. It's true, Finny. Pain makes me that way. I'm sorry, Finn. So don't send your children to the Hill High School because they're going to have to deal with me. And now I'm better. And just asked me to share with you, I wake up in the morning and I reach for painkillers because I can't get out of the bed. I sleep in that back brace, I take off the back brace, I beg whoever's nearest to give me an injection so that I can just move. And I sit on a cushion and I have to move all the time because I can't deal with the pain. This morning I woke up and I did not reach for an anti-inflammatory. It's been the first day, I think, in 6 years that I have not woken up with a headache, with backache, with sore knees. And then to crown it all, I sit down and this total stranger sits next to me this morning. Her name's Anne van Niekerk. And so she just sealed the deal for me this morning. And I know that God is good. And I know that I'm going back to Joburg with a testimony that God is much better than a Schedule 5 painkiller.
Slept through the night as well. First time in 6 years. How cool is that? Come on, Jesus. I woke up. I went to bed about 12:30. There were a whole lot of us got a little bit. We got the afterglow at about 11 last night. We were still here. And I got to bed very late and woke up at 4:15 this morning. And I was just so fresh. I was like, I thought, this is weird. I really am exhausted. Don't you know that I should be asleep now? Like, who's waking? But I lay awake for an hour thinking about all the testimonies and the stories and the occasions and how God has moved. And I just thought, Lord, this is exactly what we prayed for. It's exactly what we asked for. He's done exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. I just lay there just in the basking in the goodness of God. There's some more testimonies. Jane, where's that lady from your church? Come. Tell us quickly. You know, every testimony represents about 50 more people who've been changed. How many of you have been changed? So there we go. So we would take a few days, actually, to listen to all the stories. But it's nice to hear a few highlights. Tell us what happened to you.
Thanks. Well, I'll give you my background first. Anglican, then Baptist. And we went past the churches that were praying in tongues. And my dad said, don't you go near there. Those are evil people. Stay away from them. So that's my background. So Holy Spirit movements always, I was, oh no, this is weird. And I was sitting with my friend Ellie and I said, you know what? I said to God, I do want an experience, but I don't want to be a doggy. I don't want to be crawling. I don't want to be a lion. I don't. I want the dignified version where I'm. And what I found out last night is that he's naughty. He's so naughty. He used me as the entertainment for the night. So praise God, I feel set free and I feel like a little child again because I never really had a childhood. It was always so serious and conform it and you don't do that and not churches, you know, and so last night I was liberated.
Where's the lady with the crutch who no longer needs that crutch? Come and tell us quickly. Come and show us what you don't need anymore. This is a very fresh testimony. She's running. Come on.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. To me, I'm new at all this. I'm new being a Christian. It's my first time. I want to say thank you to my daughter who brought me, first of all. And I want to thank all of you for taking me and being so kind to me. And I want to say thank you to the Lord. I haven't, I'll be lying, I can't say, I'm seven months to you. I haven't worn heels. Look, I've got heels on. I'm walking. Not only am I walking. A big thank you to Paul, who's prayed for me today. Thank you, Paul, and for all of you. And a big thank you to my friend Sharon. I know Sharon's been a good Christian to me. I've always been so nasty to her. Sharon, forgive me. But she's still my friend. And you're even closer to me than ever. You know, I always say to my daughter, church, forget it. Dad doesn't want to go to church. I always find excuses. Then I started going to church and I slipped back again. And this, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I feel even closer to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Shabba. So now we know the Lord's naughty. I wonder if you can weave that into a song somewhere, you know. You are naughty, Lord. I know there is a song that goes, he clapped me. Oh, he clapped me. Is Dale here from the coast? Ann's church. You here? Come and tell us what God did in your life. Sheba. Trophies of grace everywhere you look. I told her there's no high like the Most High.
Hi, my name is Dale Jimmy Scott, 34. It was my birthday on Monday, and I never thought I'd live to see 34. At 18, I was a washed-out drug addict prostitute on Smith Street, on acid, scratching my nails because I couldn't get off that buzz. And all I wanted to do was just come down, and I couldn't come down. And I went into my little dinky flat with all my other drug addict friends, and I picked up a knife, and I started decorating my walls. And it took me a lot of God's grace, awesome friends, Glenridge Church, to get to where I am today. I'm beautiful. I'm kind. I'm in His glory. I'm in His grace. I love my mother and father. No matter what happened to me, it's my childhood. And I just want to say thank you, guys. I am new creation in Christ. I am awesome. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, I haven't stopped shaking since yesterday.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Denise. Come and tell us what God did in your life. Come on. Some of the drinkers who've been set free again. Come on. God, I was once reading the scripture in this prayer meeting, and it read, "Blessed are the upright." And I was reading it, and the Lord spoke to me in my spirit. He says, "Yes, not the uptight." And I told the congregation what I'd just experienced, and we all laughed and laughed and laughed. And God was speaking to me, and He's released me from the spirit of uptightness. Isn't that a good idea? Come on, how many have been set free from being uptight? Come stand up here. Wow. Just one of my... Are you drunk?
Sure. There's so many people in there. You know, God is just so amazing. Years ago, I was with here at VFC and Vinny and Izzy, and we went on music camps, and I used to watch all this, and I just said, "Lord, what is it that I'm not getting touched?" And then we went on a music camp, and I used to do the overheads, and I just felt something was happening, and I just thought, "Lord, I can't do this because Vinny's playing now, and I need to do the overheads." And then I thought, "Why? Never mind the overheads. People must know these songs by now." And I just... and I just came under such amazing... Just the Holy Spirit hit me. And I remember just being on the floor. And just... I was absolutely finished. And I remembered my husband, Nigel, was trying to take me to the bedroom. And Vinny was saying, "No, no." And when I remember just like looking up, and there were just a circle of people, and apparently 2.5 hours I was on that floor, and there were just people just sat there, and Finney said, don't move her, just leave her and get into that space. And well, those that stayed got totally plastered. And and I just think over the years, it's just I've allowed hurts and circumstances and things just to pull me down and control, just allowing the enemy to just control and bring control, and just slowly I slip back. And I just think that coming here, it started on Wednesday, and I just thought, "Lord, I want that freedom back." And He has, He's done it. It's just like absolutely amazing. Just
Thank you, Lord. Sheba. Wow. Any other healings? Just two more. Let's have two more stories and then we're going to worship Jesus. Because, I mean, we could actually go on all morning, but we do want to have some teaching and worship this morning. Any other healings? Quickly. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's stand and worship. Come. Let's do it.
strong and mighty, King of glory. He's the King of glory, yes he is. King of glory, strong and mighty, yeah, King of glory, ever increasing glory. 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 Woo! King of glory, ever increasing glory. 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 Yeah.
Eyes like fire, burning us up. Eyes like fire, burning us up. Eyes like fire, burning us up. cover every heart and mind. No longer deaf and no longer blind, they will know. Cover the whole of mankind. It will cover every heart and mind. No longer deaf and no longer blind, they will know.
Glory.
strong.